This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The e-cigarette manufacturer Juul, spelled J-U-U-L, is under the regulatory spotlight. The vape company started off aiming its product at adult smokers who were looking to quit, but now the brightly colored fruit-flavored refill cartridges called Juul Pods have caught on big with teenagers who apparently cannot get enough of pods. The FDA stepped in this week, and as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath reports, like so many things these days, the trend started online.
Parents, I'm so sorry, but if you're freaked out about your kids vaping, do not search Juul reviews on YouTube.
Hey guys, it's Kailos.
And Elle Todd.
And we're going to be doing a review today on the Mango Pods. Mango Pod is like the best. Mango, yo.
These two are among hundreds of kids sharing vape videos online.
Prior to the Juul, we were seeing really just social use. Kids would use the devices to kind of show off who can blow the biggest smoke rings and things like that.
Michael Siegel teaches community health at Boston University. He says Juul patented a way to deliver nicotine much more effectively. And now,
kids are starting to sneak into the bathroom in between classes because they have a compulsion to use the device.
The FDA has asked Juul to turn over internal documents to make sure it's not marketing to children. Thing is, says Greg Conley,
Juul is not marketing to children. Their marketing has been virtually non-existent.
Conley's founder of the American Vaping Association. Yes, that's a thing. He says the FDA is under pressure to do something, but it won't find a smoking gun here. And health professor Michael Siegel actually agrees.
Juul has gone viral despite the marketing efforts of the company. These devices, frankly, you know, they look really cool.
Even still, Juul's committing $30 million to combat underage use through independent research and education efforts. But it's already popular. And that may be a problem neither it nor the FDA can solve. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.